Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go again on Your Voice Counts on this beautiful Saturday in the state of Colorado. I'll tell you that. It's just gorgeous out here. Not a cloud in the sky. And I hope that your skies are sunny as bright as they are here in the great state of Colorado. Today we have a very, very interesting guest, just a wonderful guest. I'm very, very proud and honored to have her on my radio show on this great broadcasting network, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. And I also want to thank Mike, our producer today, a great guy, and he's on the ball all the time. If anything goes wrong, Mike will get her taken care of. But I got a little bit of business here to take care of, folks, you know, as I always do before I get the show started. And I especially, again, wanted to thank RBN for giving me the pleasure to be on this great network to get the truth out, folks. And that's all I can say. You know, the people that are on this network, the great guests and the host and the people that call in, it's amazing what John Stadtmiller has built up over the years, and I think it's one of the finest radio stations on air. So keep that in mind. And, you know, folks, also that RBN has a pledge drive going, even to make RBN stronger. So let's not forget that. If you got any extra money and want to, you know, pledge it to RBN, it'll certainly go to the right place. And please do it. And if you're looking to buy gold or silver, certainly think of RBN before you go anywhere else. You might as well support this station buying the gold and silver as anywhere else. And I want to thank certainly my co-host last week, James Morris, for co-hosting the show. I'm going to be out of a job if James keeps on doing these shows. He's just that good. He's a fantastic interviewer, sharp as a tack, and doesn't miss much. He's a very, very bright man, and I'm happy to call him my friend. Last week, he interviewed Galat Atzmon, and that's where I was. I was with Galat Atzmon last Saturday. So I couldn't do the show, but, of course, Glad did an excellent interview with James, and it just went well. I heard the show. I listened to it twice, and I was very, very proud of it. And, of course, you can go to the archives and get that show for $1.33 a month, folks. You can get every show that's done on RBN for $1.33 a month. That's nothing. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org, sign up for $1.33 a month. And you can get all the archives. Like this show right here will be archived, well, probably within 5 minutes after we get off the air. As I said before, I was with Galad, and Galad is Jewish. He's born in Israel. And some people call him a self-hating Jew. Well, he's not. He's not a self-hating Jew. He's a realist. And I might also add that Galad is one of the famous jazz musicians on the planet. He is very, very well accomplished. And he studied in Israel, become a jazz musician. He plays many, many different instruments, more than I can even count. And I just was very, very happy to spend time with him, quality time. And he taught me a lot. And one of the things I took away from our discussions with Galad was on Saturday evening, I was talking to him, and he said, "Phil, folks, here comes the music. We're going to get right back to our show. Support RBN sponsors, and we'll be right back with our special guest just as soon as I get you a little bit more of this work taken care of. See you on the other side. Thank you. Bye-bye."
Aerial spraying. Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Welcome back. Here we go with Your Voice Counts with Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, June 8, 1967, a day I'll never forget, and I'll get into that in just a minute, but I wanted to finish up my thoughts on Gilad and last week's show and what Gilad told me. He says that that Israel is in a post-traumatic stress syndrome, pre-post-traumatic stress. In other words, they're worried about something that isn't going to happen. And I says, well, Gilad, is that's like being in a swimming pool with no water and you think you're drowning. And he says, Phil, he says, I never heard it quite put that way, but you're exactly right. And, you know, you can get Gilad's book, The Wandering Who. Just go to Amazon.com and you can order his fabulous book. It's a fantastic book. You got to get it. It's a must read. It's The Wandering Who. Go to Amazon.com, and it'll be right there for you. Also, I want to thank Michael Collins Piper for coming back on to RBN. Missed Mike a lot. Mike is just a fine, fine gentleman. He's a writer, a scholar, a gentleman, and he has so many books out you can't believe. But most of all, he's my friend and a very good friend, and that means a lot to me. I mean, very, very much to me. And Mike has got a new book out, Confessions of an Anti-Semite. You need to get that book. And I believe Mike is doing an evening show. So if you could listen to Mike, please do it. He's just a super, super guest. I don't have to tell you about Mike. He was on here a long, long time before I got here. So, again, thank you, Mike, for coming back on air. And thank you for your book, your signed copy of Confessions of an Anti-Semite. It's one of my prized possessions. I also want to thank Kat Farber for her wonderful voice and her songs about the USS Liberty and her putting together guests for my show. It just means the world to me, along with Ron Kugel and, of course, James Morris. He says great work for us. He's always getting great guests for me, as he did today, getting Lee Whitman on my show with me. And we'll bring Lee up in just a second. But I wanted to let everybody know why I do this show. And I think you know, in 1967, June 8, our ship was deliberately attacked by the State of Israel, and Israel tried to murder 294 souls aboard that ship, an attack that lasted as long as almost Pearl Harbor. 174 men were wounded, 34 were killed. Two-thirds of the ship were either dead or wounded. There were over 850 rocket and cannon holes in the ship, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets. Napalm was burning up the bridge of the ship. We had a 40 by 40-foot hole in the side of the ship. The torpedo boats were shooting at our firefighters and stretcher bearers. Anything that moved, they shot at and tried to kill. That's how it was. The 6th Fleet got information that we were under attack by unmarked jet aircraft. Those jet aircraft were recalled by none other than LBJ. He says, I don't give a GD if those sailors all die and sink and they go to the bottom of the ocean. I'm not going to embarrass my ally. Now, we didn't know who was attacking us, so how did LBGA, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and McNamara? So our fate was sealed even before we left Norfolk, Virginia. They had us set up to die. I'm sorry to say that, but our government was complicit in this murderous, treacherous attack on a flagged American ship in international waters. And it's just something that is disgusting, despicable, dishonest, and it is certainly not in the American values or the American way. I'm telling you, it's one of those things that you just cannot believe. But it happened. I was there, and I saw it with my own eyes. I helped in operations. I saw the men and women, the men that were on board that ship. It was just terrible. And I also want to thank the USS Davis for being there where we needed them. Most of all, USS Saratoga, also USS Massey, and USS Rockstar. Now, I want to get into our special guest today, Lee Whitman. Now, Lee is a person that lives in Connecticut, and she is a very accomplished woman. In 2010, Lee Whitman ran for the U.S. Senate in Connecticut against the Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who won the primary and the seat. In 2008, Whitman ran for the U.S. Congress in the 4th Congressional District in Connecticut, Democrat. She lost in the primary to Congressional Jim Himes. Whitman's latest book, Anti-APAC, not Anti-SEMAC, Israel's Lobby, Dangerous Control of Congress, is due out soon. And boy, I agree with that format of the book. She is the author of two novels, Hedge Fund Mistress and a mainstream novel, and What About the Dead, a young adult novel. Ms. Whitman holds a master's degree, EDM, from Harvard University in Administration, Planning, and Social Policy, and a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science from the University of Maryland. So this woman is very well versed, no doubt. Ms. Whitman, who is single, resides in Greenwich. She has no children. Her father, Paul Whitman, was a British banker. Her mother, an American teacher. Whitman is a secular Protestant. She is a 14-year union member, SAG. Her mother was a union member. Most of her working life, and Lee's grandmother was a union member for 35 years. Her entire working life, Lee supports unions. Lee has a heightened awareness of Israeli-Palestinian conflict because of her father, who was a British officer in 1940. It's very interesting. In 1947, the Zionist terrorist bombing the King David Hotel resulted in the deaths of 91 people, including 70 British officers. Lee believes if the average American knew the truth about this topic, they would feel as strongly as she does. Now, Ms. Whitman, Lee is not an anti-Semitic by any terms, She was on Face the State. I watched that very interesting interview with her. And she is pro-American, but she is anti-APAC, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But I wanted to bring up another thing about Gilad and what Ms. Whitman have in common, and the reason Gilad left Israel to go to London is because of his views against the concentration camp conditions of 1,700,000 Zionists, or Palestinians controlled by the Zionists in an open air concentration camp, living like non-humans and being bombed as we speak today they're putting rockets into the Gaza. So, Lee, I hope you're on air. God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Your voice counts. And welcome aboard. Go ahead and take off, Lee.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks for having me on the show, and thanks for having this show. We need more people who get the truth out, and I appreciate it. I did want to pronounce my name correctly. It's Whitnum with an N-U-M. Num. Okay. Whitnum. Yeah.
Correct. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry about
that. Daddy was from a remote village in Yorkshire, and so, you know, hence the name.
I'll make sure I get that right from now on.
Okay, great. So, you know, it's really interesting to me when you were talking about the pool reference having to do with, you know, the conversation you had with Gilead about they're afraid of drowning when there's no water in the pool. It's so funny because when I was doing research for my book and the lead-up for the war in Iraq, it was all based on fear. As you know, a handful of neoconservatives played our great country into unnecessary war, along with AIPAC. AIPAC's leadership later bragged in the New York Observer that quietly lobbying the Congress for war in Iraq was one of AIPAC's accomplishments, which is just shocking considering it's probably the worst strategic decision our country ever made. And unfortunately, 1 million people are dead unnecessarily, 600,000 of them civilians, or, you know, no one actually knows the exact numbers, but you know what I'm saying, not to mention the birth defects and environmental devastation of war, which are just horrible. But it's funny because to talk about the fear-mongering in the lead-up to war, as you know, the neoconservatives sequestered George Bush. But I just think in terms of the fear-mongering, there was a little passage written in one of Bob Woodward's books about Elie Wiesel, who is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. And Richard Clark could not get in to see George Bush, but Elie Wiesel, just hanging around the desk, Condoleezza Rice's desk, sees the president, "Oh, Mr. President, could I have your ear?" And then behind closed doors, he tells him, "You've got to attack Iraq because Saddam is going to put a bomb on Israel." You know, it was all about this fear, this endless fear mongering, and you know, it's kind of scary considering that Israel has enough nuclear weapons per person. Israel has the highest number of nuclear weapons per person than any other country in the world, and they have enough nuclear weapons to destroy all of the Middle East and then some. So that having been said, the fear-mongering continues now with the Iran and Syria clamoring.
Well, you know, Lee, you were talking about, you know, wars and war-mongering, and that certainly went on with George Bush, And I voted for Bush the first time because he wasn't into nation building. I believed him. And he made a fool out of me and many other people. But look at what he did in Iraq. He says, "Well, the reason we go on to Iraq is because they hate our freedom and they don't like our freedom." Well, they didn't go into Iraq because of that. They hate us because of our passion and attachment towards the government of Israel.
Exactly.
That's what they hate. And you know, we left that country. We're out of Iraq, and it is a mess. They're fighting each other, blowing each other up. I don't even know how they're feeding themselves. And it is it will probably be in a total civil war soon, along with Egypt and Libya and all the other countries that we've gone in and destroyed, including Afghanistan. Here comes the music, folks. We'll be right back on the other side. Hang on, Lee, and we'll get right back to you. Thank you, folks, and please support the sponsors of RBN.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices prices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Phil Turney, your host, USS Liberty Survivor. And I need to just get a little bit more business out of the way, and then we're going to really get into this this very interesting exchange with Lee Whitnam. Sorry, Lee, I got your name wrong the first time, but I'm very good at that. People get on me all the time for that, but it's not the worst mistake I've ever made, but I'll get it right the next time for sure. But I wanted to thank, a good friend of mine, John Gadusko, who was aboard the USS Liberty. He was an officer. In fact, he came up as a white hat. As an E-9, he became an officer in the United States Navy, and he was in the security group, the Spooks, the Spies. But go to tiny.com/USS Liberty, and tinyurl.com/USS Liberty, and get to John's site. And I'll also go to ushijack.com. That's James Morris's site. And then there's another site here that I know I put out a lot of this stuff, but if you can just remember it, it's tinyurl.com/Zionist trick. And this comes from an Israeli minister that tells people how that the Zionists used the media and everybody else to pull tricks, calling people anti-Semites. That's their favorite word, is calling you anti-Semite. And one other thing tonight, folks, on HBO, there's a movie called The Game Change. If you want to watch it, it's about Palin and John McCain, the senator from Arizona. And also, the Piper Report is on Sunday from 7:09 p.m. Central Time. Piper Report, Sunday, 7:09 p.m. Central Time. Please listen to Michael Collins Piper. Now, Lee, I look over here, and I know you went to the AIPAC convention and got an AIPAC pamphlet, and we'll go with that in just a second. But also, you worked for the United States Army for, what, like 12 years in field artillery. Can you let us in on what that was all about?
Well, I worked for defense contractors. I think throughout my career, I probably worked for all the big ones, you know, SAIC, I can't even remember the names anymore, BAE Systems, and, you know, just a lot of defense contract. I worked on the Bradley Fighting Vehicle, the AFATEDs, Paladin, oh my goodness, can't believe I can't remember all my systems, Paladin, Attack Fire, just a lot of Army systems.
Okay, I understand.
14 years.
And, you that's know, a, that's a good long
telemetry.
Time. It was almost like you were in the Army.
Well, I felt like I was in the Army. You know, I felt like I was in the Army. Most of the time I was on working on Army bases in the middle of nowhere. I felt like I was in the Army.
I can imagine. And now you're running for Congress again against, well, the person that I think that that kind of gets under your craw a little bit is Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, he's not my biggest pet peeve. I mean, you know, Richard Blumenthal, I ran against last time, and I was happened to be during the AIPAC conference. I was in my hotel room, and I was flipping stations, and he was on Fox talking about his new commitment to, you know, Syria, and he's obviously taking a neoconservative stand, and he was saying it's a bipartisan effort, and it's just not. It's not a bipartisan effort. He's turning into a card-carrying neoconservative, an Israelist, just like Lieberman did. And these people are from my state, and I just don't know what it takes to get these delegates, and I will be seeing them all at the JJ dinner, which is our annual dinner, and I will be providing them with a pamphlet. We're not going to make the same mistake again. And I don't know what's wrong with the delegates. I mean, they unleashed Joe Lieberman on the world, and you know how much damage he caused. If Joe Lieberman had not, along with Paul Wolfowitz, clamored for war at the Wirken Convention, which was the big European conference of the European leaders, almost 1 year to the day of the fateful speech of Colin Powell made on the floor of the United Nations, we never would have gone to war in Iraq. So, you know, Lieberman was instrumental, and he came from this state. The delegates, the Democratic delegates, have blood on their hands. They were the ones who gave Lieberman power. And look how much damage he's caused.
A terrible damage in lives, not only in, of course, Iraq, but on the American side, we lost over 5,000, not counting the tens of thousands wounded physically and mentally. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show, that country is in distress, along with Egypt is a mess. They're fighting each other. It's then you got Libya, and of course. The big prize, of course, after Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, you know, with the Quran burning and everything, nothing's changed there. We haven't moved an inch. People are just, I mean, we're losing people over and over, and the Muslim world hates us terribly.
You know, I was just looking at the panel of the Foreign Relations Committee, and you've got these old guys, and there's Lieberman and Sessions and John McCain and, you know, all the usual suspects. And they don't get it that the entire world has changed and our country has changed. We're in the toilet financially, you know, trillion dollars in debt or whatever it is. This war costs so much money. And they just don't get that the world has changed. We're not the superpower we once were, no thanks to them.
We aren't, Lee, and I hear the music. We're going to go into a break, and we're going to take a few calls, Lee. I hope you don't mind.
No.
We usually take calls after about 33 minutes after the hour. I see we got Arthur in Georgia. Arthur in Georgia. We'll bring him up after the break. And again, folks, real news, real talk.
You're listening to
on
the
RBN because you can handle the truth. Thank you, Mike.
Because
and
you
support
can
the sponsors,
the
folks. They're the ones that keep us on the air. See you in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberties true identity.
Here we go again, folks. Do Your Voice Counts. Phil Turney here, and again, thank you, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice and all the work you do. And I wanted to make sure that everybody knows what we're doing here. This this show here isn't, you know, it's not an anti-Semitic show, and neither is Lee. She's, you know, I know she's not pro-AIPAC. I'm not either. And I'm not pro-ADL. I'm not pro-Genza. I'm not pro-anything like that. I'm pro-American. I'm an American first. And the money that we get in this country that we earn, we should not be giving it away to a country that has 1,700,000 people under a concentration camp and more nuclear weapons that they could destroy the world. Now, you have to remember that Israel is a superpower. Since 1948, they have become a superpower. And the superpower comes, and we're being dragged by the nose, through the garbage, through the mud, by AIPAC and ADL, because they have got all of our congressmen and senators bought and paid for. What I mean by that is if you don't go along with the AIPAC line or the ADL line, it will make sure you don't get elected. And it's just a fact. And you know politics, Lee. You know what's going on. So it is when you were on that face of the state, I thought you did so well, but the moderator tried to put in the fact of anti-Semitism. I thought you handled that very well. You are not anti-Semitic. You're pro-truth and pro-American. You're just not pro-AIPAC. And we'll find out why, because of the pamphlet you got of them asking for more money. So that's kind of where we're at in this country, folks, is that we better start taking care of ourselves first and let Israel take care of themselves, as George Washington himself said in his farewell address. We shouldn't get a passionate attachment to any country, treat all countries fairly, and not get involved in all the. We can't be the cop of the world. We just can't do it. You know, we were the greatest nation in the world, but we're not anymore. And I know you're interested in Putin, too, and I want to get that in. But, Lee, you go ahead and take off and say what you want to say. I've said a lot there in the last few seconds, and then we'll get to our caller.
Well, you know, I did. It was the funniest thing. I was walking out of a building, and I actually picked up a packet. Somebody put it down, and something told me, pick that up, pick it up. And it was one of the regional leaders' packets for the AIPAC talking points. And, you know, apparently he needed to show his ID to get this packet because it says there's quite a lot of literature in it. But it's the talking points that they're supposed to say. This I thought was very interesting, this one point. They say, we support the current law, which, among other things, requires the Secretary of State to certify that Egypt meets its obligations under the peace treaty with Israel before U.S. aid is transferred there this year. So currently, Egypt is slated to receive $1.3 billion in military aid and $250 million in economic aid. I did not know that the Secretary of State had to, you know, that the Secretary of State had to certify that Egypt was meeting its obligations for peace to Israel before they get that money. So, you know, once again, it's all about Israel.
All about Israel and nothing about the United States. We're flat broke, borrowing money from China, which is eating our lunch. They're going to be parking oil rigs off the coast of Florida here pretty soon and around Cuba. And we're borrowing money for these wars we have no right to be in. We just got to quit fighting these wars for Israel. You think about the 20 years we've been in war, because we got 10 years in or over in Afghanistan and 10 years in Iraq. That's 20 years of these men and women been fighting wars for the state of Israel. And that's the only reason we're over there, is for the state of Israel. The clean break agenda, the main goal is Iran. We all know it. Iran is the big prize, and that's what Israel wants. And that's probably what Israel is going to get. In fact,
it's funny. They say this right in the AIPAC packet, okay? So this is the heart and soul of it. We agree with both the administration and the Israeli government that Assad has lost his legitimacy to rule Syria. And then they go on to say that, among other things, this would constitute a huge defeat for Iran and its extremist allies across the Middle East. So, you know, they're saying we have to take Assad down because Assad, it would be a blow to Iran. It's all about Iran and Israel. Go ahead, Phil.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Lee.
You know, it's amazing to me that whenever you hear anything on the television, they never talk about why Israel is hated. Israel is hated worldwide, but not because of what it is, but because of what it does to its underclass. And they never discuss that. You know, the first thing you should do if somebody, or you believe somebody is a threat, is to do a little soul searching and find out, why do they want to hurt me? And, you know, it's ludicrous. They're a regional instigator, and they refuse to solve their domestic problem. Their situation with their underclass. And, you know, I found the most disturbing article in the Wall Street Journal today. It just boiled my blood, and I want to just tell you about it because it just came out today, and it says, it's by the Israeli ambassador. Mr. Oren is Israel's ambassador. Well, I didn't know that the writer was the Israeli ambassador. The title of the article is Israel and the Plight of Mideast Christians. Then it goes on to say how, you know, Mideast Christians are fleeing because the Palestinians put so much pressure on them, and, you know, it's all about the Palestinians, and that's why Israel's losing its, you know, 85% of the Christians in Israel have fled. And I'm reading this article thinking, this is exactly the opposite of what the National Geographic article on this same topic said last year. And then I looked down and I saw that it was written by the Israeli ambassador. But it's just so amazing that such a clearly biased article would be in the Wall Street Journal. It's dated March 9th, Friday, March 9th. I mean, it is in the opinion section, but why even give it air, you know, time when it's so obviously not right? So now I have to take the time, and maybe other people should too, to respond to it and send it to the Wall Street Journal. I doubt they'll print our opinion. But it's something that if anybody would like to take on the job, it would definitely be a response that they need to hear.
Well, you know, Lee, that is astounding. I know about Michael Oren, and he wrote a book about the USS Liberty and the Six-Day War, and it's a complete fabrication and lie. And the Israelis have been for the last 45 years getting by with cold-blooded murder on Americans on the high seas, and it's been covered up by every administration since. So I'm not surprised that the Israeli Zionist point of view would get out in any newspaper, any radio station, at any time, any place. They not only control our press, the Britain press, they're just all over the world. And the Zionists that have been in many, many countries have been thrown out of those countries because they've destroyed them. Busted him. So, but anyway, what we have to do, we have to go to a caller here. We got a couple of them on the line. I do like to take the callers because they take the time to call in and listen to you and listen to the your voice counts and, of course, on RBN. And Arthur in Georgia, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir. And good evening to you and you too, madam.
Thank you. Good evening.
I have a question for you, and I asked this for a reason. Are you familiar with a woman by the name of Shulamit Aloni?
Aloni, yes. I just saw her. Yes, I just went to one of her lectures. Yeah, she's the she just came back from Israel. She
former Israeli minister?
Oh no! I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm sorry. No, it's not the same woman.
I was going to say. I was about to ask, why would you go to this woman's lecture? But the reason I ask if you're familiar with who she is because of something she said not too long ago on an interview on Democracy Now! And here is where the whole word anti-Semitic comes into play in this. I love it when I hear about people like you who can hold their own as soon as someone accuses them of being anti-Semitic, because most people I know, as soon as they're called anti-Semitic, they kind of, and they don't know how to.
I did see that interview. I saw that on YouTube. I saw that interview.
Didn't you love it how she said anti-Semitic, it's a trick we use all the time, and in Britain, whenever they start to criticize, we bring up the Holocaust.
Well, what I say when someone calls me anti-Semitic, which happens all the time, I just say, nope, anti-APAC and vehemently anti-modern-day Zionist. Vehemently.
There you go.
And I said, and then I just say, if you don't know the difference between the two, the three, you don't know enough about the topic to be criticizing someone. And I just dismiss them.
Right, exactly. I was just kind of curious because most people don't know that. I mean, we've got these people right out there admitting it's a trick. We use it all the time.
Most Americans, I mean, how do we get most Americans educated when they're so afraid of being labeled? And they should be afraid because, you know, it can affect your job. It can affect your life. It can really affect you. You know, not everybody is at the point in their life where they're ready to fight and make a commitment to the fight. You know, I mean, my transformation happened when I was in the hospital for, you know, a cancer surgery back in 2006, and I had nothing else to do, and, you know, for 2 days, except watch the TV. It was during the Lebanon massacre, and I had always been hyper aware of all of it because of my father, and he lost friends at the, you know, the King David Hotel bombing. But that was where I just sort of snapped. I said, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to devote my life to fighting this cause because this has just gone on too long. It's just gone on too long. And that's when I made the decision that I need to fight. I can no longer sit and do nothing. I need to fight. And it's such an injustice. But, you know, not everybody reaches that point. You have to sort of have a knowledge base below it, and you just have to reach the point of threshold. I mean, it's an evolution.
Right. And it's interesting you mentioned, you know, people being afraid, because one thing I've come to understand, I love studying human behavior and how people respond to, different stimuli and scenarios and environments. And one thing I've noticed about people is, and I think this is where we're running into a problem, is everybody, like you said, is scared. And people never get motivated until they get angry. And
that's
this,
right.
I believe,
angry.
Is the problem, because Americans are not angry yet. And you have to get so angry like I am, and believe me, it's very hard for me to speak with a calm tone in my voice at this point with everything gone on over the past few years. But I am so angry that I literally can taste the blood in my mouth at this point. And when I get to this point, I get scared. But I'm
well,
not
you know, the
them.
Thing
I'm...
is, it's about education, and people don't know, and which is why it's so important that we, you know, support political candidates who are on the front lines and fighting this. I mean, let's face it. 9/11 was formed by Abdullah Zam. I mean, Al-Qaeda was formed by Abdullah Zam, and I got this out of a Pulitzer Prize-winning book called The Looming Tower. It's an excellent book. And, you know, when people find out that he was, after the massacre at Sabra and Shatila, he was so, you know, he was just motivated after that. He reached the point where you've reached, and then he formed a terrorist group. And so, you know, that's the formation of Al-Qaeda, and then it was turned over to bin Laden. And so, you know, when I tell people Al-Qaeda was formed because of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, oh, no, no, no. Ah, yeah, absolutely. And I tell them the page and where to turn. And then when you point out that 9/11 was also because of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and then I point them to the testimony of James Fitzgerald at the bipartisan 9/11 commission hearings, and where they proved there were no weapons of mass destruction. And he states very clearly in response to a question by Congressman Lee Hamilton. And they said, Hamilton said, why did they attack us? And Fitzgerald said they sympathize with the Palestinians. And also bin Laden himself said it. So, you know, when you tell people, when you say, think of all we've gone through, as a nation, the ramp up with money for homeland security and everything we've paid for, we're in the toilet. And it's all about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And why doesn't that get resolved? Because Israel is afraid of losing a Jewish majority. So we've gone through all of this as a nation because of what is essentially ethnic cleansing. I mean, it's horrifying.
It is more than horrifying when you see the pictures, and you've seen plenty of them, and I have too. And I'll tell you, we've got so many callers backed up. But I want to thank you for calling. Your voice counts. And please listen to us, sure, and call in again. It was very gracious of you to call in. Your comments were very well taken. And listen, I get just as mad as you do, believe me. And keep that anger in you. I don't want you to hate, but I need the fire in people like you to call in and get other people fired up. Thank you, Arthur, for calling in from Georgia.
Take the anger and take action. Take action.
Absolutely.
You know, inform people.
You bet we do. And listen, we got, I always take a survivor. He goes to the head of the line when they call him the RBN. And Ron Kugel will come up, and then we'll get into James. And then we got several other callers. Go ahead, Ron.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Speak up, Ron, please. Speak up just a bit.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Yeah. Come on.
Okay. All right. I just want to make this real short, Phil. You said he had a lot of callers, and that's always – I'm always elated to hear that. I just wanted to thank you, Lee, for having the courage that you have. And over the last 40-some years, trying to tell our government the truth about the liberty, I've noticed, and I take note, that when some women take a part in this, they are the most courageous of all. And that's all I got to say, Phil.
Well, I'll tell you
thank
what,
you.
Mr. Kugel.
Thank you very much.
I'll tell you just a real quick story about Ron Kugel. Ron Kugel was in charge of body identification and recovery when the torpedo hit, when we got into Malta 7 days later. So Ron, thank you for calling in. God bless you, sir, and we'll talk to you again. Let's take James Morris right quick. We got 90 seconds. Let's go, James.
Thanks for taking my call, Phil. I'm very glad to hear Lee's voice on the air. I mean, she's making one point after another that I just, you know, what can I say? I mean, it's basically me saying it. I'm on the same page as her. Let me start with the former Israeli minister. You'd mentioned the tinyurl to get to the YouTube of that. It's the one you mentioned earlier, tinyurl.com/Zionist trick, and you can see her telling Amy Goodman on her Democracy Now! Radio show. There's on public access and various PBS stations and such. That, it's a trick that the Zionists use in America. She says the Jews have a lot of power and influence in America. We've seen that with AIPAC and the neocons and all that. And she said that they use it to, suppress any criticism of Israel. And we see that time and time again. In fact, in the Face the State interview I saw, where Lee was talking to the journalist in Connecticut, he brought that up right away. And so anyway, again, tinyurl.com/Zionist trick. And what Lee was, actually, there's so many points to come back with here. Look at the Jewish ambassador, the Jewish U.S.
Here comes the music, James. Here we go. We have to go into a break. Folks, stand by for the end of the show. And, James, hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to your voice counts. And, James, don't go away yet. I just wanted to say a couple of things right quick about what Ron Kuchel said and about his admiration for you, Lee, and all strong women around America. That is my view also. The women, in my view, are the people that are going to get our country strong again, like Lee. And I pray to God that you get elected to the Senate of Connecticut. And go on and let people know what this world is really about. Because if we don't, we're going to go by the way of Rome, and that's what I'm afraid of. And I, James, again, stay on the line. But I want to take Shelley from Texas. She's been waiting very patiently. Shelley, come online, please.
Hello.
Yes, Shelley, you're on the air.
Hi, Phil and Lee. Oh, yes. Well,
I agree what he has to say about women. You bet. We've got some wonderful truth tellers on RBN. Spingola is the one that comes to mind. But I was, I'm kind of saying this in jest. I was born in, isn't it Massachusetts, not Connecticut, correct, Phil? You're running in Massachusetts, right?
No, I'm running in Connecticut.
Oh,
I'm running
I was
in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Well, then scratch that joke. I was going to say I have a birth certificate in Massachusetts, and it is genuine, and our president, since our president doesn't have a genuine birth certificate, could I use, even though I'm a resident in Texas, could I use my birth certificate to vote for you? But sorry, I thought it was Massachusetts. And you were running, well, never mind. Okay. But I absolutely agree about Lieberman. I call him Lieberman,
He
has unleashed so much damage on the world. And I actually voted for him. I was kind of an anyone but Bush. And I can't believe I voted for him. But I guess I'm glad that
You know about the Kyle Lieberman Amendment that he also put that forward. It was to the Iranian National Guard to declare them a terrorist organization. Now, imagine this. I think personally this is a treasonous act. And he put this bill forward. He tried to pull a fast one. It actually went through, but if Putin hadn't intervened, and then Bush backed down, and for some reason in the press it's been buried. But the Kyle Lieberman Amendment would have been a disaster. It would have given George Bush the power to declare the Iranian National Guard, which is the Iranian army, a terrorist organization, and then attack without congressional approval.
We were in the middle of Bush? Oh, my gosh. No, yeah,
We were in the middle of two wars at that time. That would have been disastrous. But when you think about someone like Lieberman putting that forth, and really, again, it was a trick, pulling a fast one, because most of the congressmen and senators, and even Barack Obama, didn't realize, and he said something about, they didn't realize at the time. But they
tried
to pull the fast one.
Well, of course not. They can't read. That's why they've got lobbyists,
well,
the so-called read and screen, and, of course, they're paid. They're all
It was Lieberman, Lieberman trying to pull a fast one.
Lieberman.
Can you imagine how devastating that would have been to our country if we had gone to a third war during
well,
the
Well, we're going to
going
now.
On?
We may well know.
I know. It's awful. I know.
It is hideous. It is hideous. But I really, really thank you. And if I could, I would vote for you, regardless
you so
of my Massachusetts birth certificate. But I wish I could. I really hope that you win. And James, I think, has other things to say. But thank you, Lee. I really support your courage.
James does, but we got one more caller, and I'm not going to leave Art out from Philly. When you take the time to call in this show, I'm going to try to get you on. Art, come on in. We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I want to thank you for running for Senate. I found your webpage. I'm going to donate some money to you. I put a website, No Place for Corruption. There's two organizations that are really running this country into the ground. One you know about is AIPAC and the Republican Jewish Coalition. Both of them are internal problems to this country, which is organized crime. And that's how they're doing it. That's how they're controlling this country, is through organized crime, the Chicago Syndicate.
Well, we got 5 seconds, folks. Lee, God bless you. We're going to get you back on the show. If you'd please come on, we got a lot more to say. Thank you, RBN.